From the Otter Daily Devotioner, is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His Word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the Otter Daily Devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. The power and grace of God that you believe, that I believed in, that we believed in, His grace and glory shall manifest positively upon our life in Jesus' mighty name. As we are relying on Him for everything, there may be delay, but we will not be denied in Jesus' mighty name. That is settled. Today, brethren, I want us to look further into our relationship with God. Who do you dread, God or man? Yesterday, I talked about the man you can see and the God you cannot see. Which one do you reference more in your life? Today, let's look further into the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 16. Daniel chapter 1 verse 16. It says, thus Melchizedek took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pause. This happened when Daniel was in captivity and they rejected the king's meat. He referenced God. Do I reference God? Do you reference God? Are we not doing everything the way we want? After all, I can do anything I want at any time I want to do it. I can take whatever I like. Let's look at the word today. He rejected the king's meat. How can I eat this and destroy my life? God is watching me. They gave them pulse, that is vegetable and water, and their countenance was better than those that are eating the king's meat. Brethren, Genesis chapter 1 verse 29. Because of the things we are gaining in the world, clothes, cars, houses, foods, jewelry, all these things are not up to God. Many people gather these things against the will of God, and at the end of it all, they lost everything. Genesis chapter 1 verse 29. Genesis 1:29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in thee, which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. He gave us everything. Why are we now turning our back against Him because of what He provided for us? Then God said, look, everything you want, I've created everything. He created everything before man was created. He created everything. So He was just explaining to us, this is for you, this is for your food, this is what you need. They are all ours. But do we have respect for that God, the creator of heaven and earth? Look at the next verse. Say, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I've given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Genesis chapter 1 verse 29 to 30. Brethren, let us get closer to God. Let's move closer to Him. Let us humble ourselves. Let us come down to Him. That degree, that certificate you have in your hand, is it by your power? That position you occupied, is it by your strength? Those things you have acquired, fame, property, everything, is it by your own strength? It's not by your strength. It's by His grace. Because He has put everything in place before we were born. Why are we setting God aside? God is jealous over us. He created us for a relationship. What are you doing? Are you adding glamour to what He has created, or you are destroying it? Are you resisting discipline? Are you not saying, I'm old enough to do my things the way I want? God is watching and is waiting. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. It says, and He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and feed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Are we listening to His voice again? Are we listening to His voice? Are we not resisting the power and the glory of God upon our life? Most of us, we only come to God in good apparel. We come to church as if we are deceiving Him. But He saw us, even in our closet, He saw us. When you are dressing up, He saw you. While you are in that bedroom, He saw you. While you are going about doing your business, He saw you. He's still seeing us now. As you are listening to this message, He's seeing you. As I'm preparing this message now, He saw you. Brethren, we have to be careful and obey everything that He has given unto us. He promised us, He did everything we will be in need of. Three things the Lord determined: where you are born, who gave birth to you, and when you are born. Your status, the country you find yourself. God knows everything. He created us all. Who do you dread, God or man? Let me stop here. By the special grace of God, I'll be coming up with another topic, if God's will, tomorrow. Before that tomorrow, I say go forward. In good things, go forward. Finances, go forward. Breakthrough, go forward. Honor, go forward. Favor, go forward. It is well with you. You are highly blessed. Go forward. I said, go forward. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 2 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.